Hey guys, it's Taylor Gray, Ezra Bridger from Star Wars Rebels, and you're listening to the Carbonite Crew Podcast. May the Force be with you, always. Spectre 6, out!
Hello there, and welcome back to the Carbonite Crew.
We're back!
It's been quite some time, but I am back. I'm Jonathan with my co-host.
He's the only one back.
I'm back.
Only one back.
It's me. Just me. No one else survived.
These are your two guest hosts. One of them is...
T-Dog.
T-Dog is here in the mix.
Who is T-Dog? Is that his Mandalorian name?
It is now. T-Dog is the way.
All right, and I'm Daniel, and we're back for the first time in...
Fucking forever.
Too long.
Way too long, pretty much.
Way too long. But we come bearing
this
much
is way too long.
Star Wars news and discussion, because we've waited for so long. There's so much to talk about.
We haven't talked about anything.
Does anyone ever feel the urge to do the Wakanda thing with their arms every time they say this is the way?
Yeah. I do.
You?
No.
We're gonna get to that.
This
though.
Is the way.
No, it's not.
So I think the last time you guys probably heard anything from us was the episode 9 official trailer release.
Ooh. Yeah, I did a short like 8 minute video on it.
I didn't watch it. Pretty quick one. It
so we
funny.
Never actually went over that together.
No, we didn't.
We watched it together.
How's that video quality?
It's Instagram Live worthy.
Oh, yeah,
That's just how I expect
it. It's our video quality.
Oh, okay.
It's the only video quality we've ever known.
2 pixels, they just shift back and forth. Yep.
Actually, it's
much.
Pixel 2.
Oh, he's dyslexic.
Not the 2 pixels.
Yeah, he's dyslexic.
So I think the plan for this episode is we've got a lot to discuss, but talk about the Mandalorian.
Mando.
We've got 4 episodes out as of today, which is December 4th, 2019.
Oh, I forgot
to watch. 2 weeks out.
2 weeks out from episode 9.
Or what?
No, it's not.
No.
From tomorrow, yeah.
Oh, my
we
gosh,
will be seeing
it.
Wait, today is Wednesday, so yes, in 15 days.
It is Wednesday,
in 15
my
days.
Dudes.
15 days.
Oh, God. And you know we will be there opening night.
Oh, yeah, we will.
First thing.
7 p.m., right?
Second
7
thing,
7 p.m.
7 p.m.
Oh, when I went to go see Force Awakens opening night, thankfully I saw it the first time slot of the night, the very first showing. But as we were walking out, there were people standing in line and people from my showing talking about how Han dies. Oh,
out loud?
Oh, I'm sorry.
How loud was
I'm
that?
Sorry, guys.
Wait, should we have put...
Spoiler alert.
Let's make a sound bit real quick.
Spoiler alert.
If you're watching this next part, we're going to talk about The Force Awakens.
And how Han Solo dies, so there may be a spoiler.
If you haven't watched The Force Awakens, or how Han dies, don't listen to this next 20 seconds.
Go home and rethink your life. But yeah, no, there were legitimately people out loud talking about, man, I can't believe they killed Han Solo.
I will never understand those people that do it on purpose.
Yeah. So, earplugs.
I was actually going to ask if you felt like a sense of superiority when you walked out having known you were the first showing.
Oh,
like,
maybe not superiority, but like me and my, we went to Walmart, me and my buddy I went and saw it with afterwards, just dig around. And like, we're walking through the store and we're like, dude, I mean, we're not a small number. It's not like we were the first people to ever see the movie. But we're one of probably only, like, hundreds of thousands of people. Like, the very first people to see that.
Because technically Rian Johnson saw it first, but even he didn't like it, so.
That's why he said, I'm going to fix it in the next one.
And then he just noped out.
Yeah, guys, I got this. First one was easy. Second one, even better. Have a guy lick salt real quick.
Guys, how you make a pop song is with 3 chords. I'm going to do that with a movie.
With a movie.
Well, no, and the best part, Daniel, about that salt thing, it wasn't even just some dude. It was the dude from, like, the last Star Wars movie that came out. It was Gareth Edwards.
Salt.
Oh, I know, right?
Like,
God.
Let's get that as a soundbite.
Like, what? We should.
Salt.
It's whenever someone gets angry about something, like, salt.
It's a weird.
We'll just cut you out like we've been talking there about. Just get the sound bites to repeat whenever we need
Mike is
a
picking
response.
Him up this time.
I hope so.
No, but you know, I'm sort of worried about that, to be honest with you. I'm gonna be back in a corner with my earplugs on in the line, just like chilling, waiting.
Because yeah, we'll be.
I don't
we'll
want people
waiting.
Coming out and being like, "My God, I can't believe Rey was the Emperor!" Like,
bro, I haven't even seen it yet.
I haven't seen it either. Yeah,
why would you tell me that?
Another spoiler.
I keep forgetting I went through the world between worlds.
Just like Cal Kestis.
Just like.
But yeah, no, there's nothing worse because like I've been seeing all these like relatively credible leaks online, and I've stayed far away from everything.
That's hard for me to do, but surprising.
Like I've legitimately stayed away from as much stuff as I can.
I'm gonna ask you something about nine. Are you getting more excited?
I am,
because I'm trying not to get excited, but
I'm keeping my expectations in check. But yeah, it's not working. I agree.
I think those
TV spots lately.
I think Mando is hyping me up to episode.
Yeah, 9. And the Mandalorian has been really good. And again, that's gonna be the meat of this episode. But ooh boy,
yeah.
That is Star Wars.
The Mandalorian.
I don't know if you knew, but that's Star Wars.
We're doing a Star Wars podcast.
Go off topic and talk about Star Wars.
Hold on, guys. Have you seen that new Mandalorian show? But yeah, so again, December 4th, 2019, we are 4 episodes in. The 5th will be coming out this Friday. So yeah, there's quite a bit to talk about. We would just want to do like an episode by episode. Talk about it, reactions.
I'm going to try to remember as much as I can from the episode.
I mean, the first one should be pretty strong. We just watched 3/4 of it.
Yeah, we watched most of it.
I've watched it 3 times. That's 3 3/4 that I've watched it.
Okay, well.
Dang.
Yeah.
It's so good, though.
It really is. Blessing upon both of you. Yeah, I watched it 3 times, and honestly, like, I wasn't trying to. It just happened. I was just like, hey, let's watch it with... you know, together.
Yeah.
I watched it with my brother, and then some friends came over who hadn't watched it, and I was like, we obviously have to watch Mando episode 1 if you're not watching this right now.
And then I can't wait till the theatrical re-releases come out. That'll be great.
They CGI Baby Yoda.
I'm glad that they did not. Well, can we talk about Baby Yoda?
We will.
I was gonna say.
Let's start from the beginning.
So episodes are like, you know, some shows end up with like movies, right? So you're guessing that Mando's gonna be one of those that is so popular that it gets its own movie, essentially.
I don't want it to. I'm gonna be honest with you.
Okay.
You get so much more out of a show, which is why I'm so excited.
You
for
do.
Doing,
like, I wouldn't Kenobi. Mind them doing like
endless
know, like,
seasons,
like two parters and stuff.
Ends
like
Game
that
of Thrones.
Be, I'd be cool with that. Like, because they've kind of pretty much broken up episodes pretty well so far, but I'd be okay with two parters.
That's one of the beauties I found, like, especially at the end of the first episode, was it leaves you on a perfect cliffhanger where it's like, oh, I can wait a week.
The first one?
Like, I'm okay, yeah. I think all of them have done a really good job of it.
That was your reaction?
Yes.
I can wait a week?
Okay.
So this is our podcast hosting.
Yeah.
And then John or Tyler's over here as a guest
co-host. Let me take that back. I knew I was getting another one 4 days later.
Not even.
Exactly.
It was
what, Tuesday
to
Friday?
Yeah, Tuesday to Friday.
So I think, I mean, I guess in the back of my mind, I knew I was getting one in like 4 days. But all the other ones since, like, that's a good stopping point.
Yeah. Okay.
I feel like they've almost, like,
so
you can almost tell it's ending.
Yeah.
Within, like, the last few minutes.
So do we want to just, like, kind of go over the episode, things we noticed, things we saw, talk about?
The screen pans on a desolate, frozen world.
I don't want this to be
world.
Just like a
Mando walks in.
Screen.
I don't want this to turn into what we tried to do with Dooku Jedi Lost, but but there's a lot. Yeah, the Lost episode.
I think we recorded about 120 minutes just.
We just
going over
into the
like,
void,
just telling the story.
Yeah. Oh my gosh!
We should re-release it as Cliff Notes.
Be better, probably.
No, I what I loved, I noticed this about the second episode as well as the first episode, was there's very minimal dialogue.
Yeah, and especially from The Mandalorian. I really enjoyed
that. Yeah, and you get a lot of like scores, a lot of music behind
it. Well,
everything.
And that was something that was a little weird to me about this latest episode, because like Kirsten and I were sitting there watching it, and like within the first 10 minutes I looked over at her, I'm like, we've heard him talk more in the last 10 minutes than we've heard him talk in the entire rest of the show.
Oh, definitely.
Hmm.
I didn't think about it like that watching it, but
yeah,
totally right.
Yeah,
we're getting close to him. Do you think he takes his mask off in the season?
I think that'll be the season
Selma?
Finale. Yeah, I don't think you hire someone like
Pedro
Pascal and you don't have him take off his helmet at some point.
He's a good looking dude.
He is.
I saw the. You could see his hair in the last episode.
No, you
could
can't.
You
mm-hmm, from the back?
Oh yeah, I think I noticed that as well. Yeah,
I think that's their like. Slowly, you'll see more and more
of
his head.
It's a striptease, pretty much.
Yeah, slowly.
Disney
Mandalorian striptease.
That's true.
pay $6.99 for what?
I pay zero for what?
Me too. Do you have the free trial?
No.
I got
my wife's
bitch.
Uncle got it to us for as a wedding gift.
Oh, nice.
That's a pretty good wedding gift.
That is.
By the way, congratulations.
Thank yeah. you.
You're well done.
You've gotten married since last
technically,
time.
Technically, I've won
here.
The game.
Congratulations to you. I've sent my condolences to Cindy.
Condolences.
Yes.
My condolences to everyone who listens to this episode that just lost the game.
Wow.
Get out.
Oh, man.
Are you
get
actually
going
to cut that out, or are you going to listen to this a week from now and lose the game again?
Oh, I didn't think about that. I think Jonathan's editing this episode. He's just going to text us. It doesn't matter.
Guys, I just lost.
You don't want me to edit this episode. Trust me.
If we ever do a live stream with like a bunch of people, it's going to be great.
That's going to be fun. We'll make that a secret episode.
We'll do it like if we ever go to another con.
We blast this as loud as we can.
Yeah, so everyone who just lost
the
game. Oh.
But yeah, so do we want to talk about the episodes? I mean,
what did you like and dislike about the first
there.
Episode?
Okay,
let's do that.
Let's go around and do that. I really liked his ship. Just starting off as something we see pretty early. It's cool. It doesn't seem like
the Razor's Edge.
Yeah, the Razor's Edge. And it's a repurposed and refitted Republic gunship.
You know, I keep forgetting the name, and I feel like
it's
a really
a
cool
name. Razor's Edge.
I mean, it's a little. I'm not saying it's a little long, but like it's got two words in it, which is a bit.
Millennium Falcon.
I'm thinking like the Phantom, like Slave One, you know, stuff like
Slave
that.
Slave One is technically two.
It's a hold on.
The
it's a Roman.
Runner.
It's a Roman
four.
Numeral.
Imperial Star Destroyer.
It's a Roman numeral. The Death Star.
Star Killer.
That's
base.
A Roman numeral.
Corellian YT model freighter.
X-wing. Oh, is that a Roman numeral? I'm sorry.
Tie fighter.
That's a nationality.
You're just thinking of the ghost. Even that's the ghost.
So, I do like it.
The ghost. The game.
Anyway, go on.
Yeah, no. I really like his ship. It's a refitted Republic gunship originally. I think that's what I had heard. And it looks similar too, without being too similar.
Yeah.
Like
you don't notice
it
right away.
Yeah, it's not immediately apparent, but yeah, I really like his ship. Another thing that I kind of an overall like for the series, I really like that he's a badass, but he's not an infallible badass. Like, he gets kicked around quite a bit.
He does.
By
the
a
first
blurg.
Episode. By a blurg.
By a blurg. You've got the Mudhorn in episode two.
Would have totally been killed.
He would have.
I don't know. He doesn't really get his ass kicked in episode three, which is kind of impressive.
Blanking on three.
Yeah.
It kind of does. He only gets saved from,
He gets saved, but it's not like he gets, I don't know.
It's a
he
family
about
thing.
To, yeah.
I didn't feel like it was hopeless. But anyway, and then, you know, episode four, obviously getting his ass kicked by Cara Doom.
Yeah,
that's true.
And Imperial Walker.
And
we'll
Imperial
get
Walker,
there.
Yeah, we'll get there. So, yeah, so episode one, his ship. I guess that's kind of an overall thing. I like the IG robot.
I do like that. I didn't think I would, but I do.
It was really good. I even have, another thing me and Daniel forgot to mention. We're now running a Star Wars tabletop group. I have a player who plays an IG robot in said tabletop. And after watching the first episode, he's now requested to have a self-detonator he can have. So,
well, now self-destruct.
Yeah. I really enjoyed that.
Shout out to Steven, real quick.
Shout out to Steve.
Thanks for listening.
Ooh,
if you
Steve.
Are ever.
Props to you.
Steve.
But yeah, and Baby Yoda, of course. Those would be my three big likes for episode one.
What did you like, Daniel?
I liked that I picked up on them first, like anything. Like, I picked up all those, like, little nods to, like, that you kept seeing throughout, like, the movie. Like, I liked how he's looking through the scope and, like, that blurg just comes out of nowhere, like, all
yeah.
Tusken, like,
yeah.
Sand people-y, and I'm just like, that's pretty funny. Like, that's kind
of
cool.
Yeah, I like that. There's a bunch of little nods, I think, in the
whole
series.
They peppered it full of Easter
eggs.
That first episode
was, like, littered with just, like, little things that you just...
I heard some crazy number at one point.
Yeah.
But
I heard at least 20, I think, is what I was reading. But, like, we were talking about a little bit ago, we were talking about the vac tube.
Yeah.
You know, that's...
The toilet, space toilet.
That's something that I was, you know... It's something that might have kept me up at night.
How do you poop in space?
Like, how do you poop in space?
How does this species that the Horatio Sands is?
Where does he was shedding?
Where does the space poop go?
Into space, bro.
So, like, people are just flying through space poop all day long, pretty much.
Yeah.
So the hull of the Millennium Falcon is just covered.
Yeah.
In
oh, you thought those were blaster marks? Nah, man.
Skid marks.
They're blaster marks, all right.
No.
Only Imperial stormtroopers are so accurate.
I was just thinking.
Because their aim is pretty shitty.
Oh, God.
No, yeah.
This
I
conversation's
like...
gone down the toilet.
all right, no more. No more toilet talk. All right.
So you like Easter eggs and space toilets. What
I
else?
Like I like space poop. You know, it's an interesting thing to think about. Like space poop today, like...
Is it different than...
You know they have to wear diapers in space, right? Like,
nah, man.
Adult diapers.
Like from like NASA?
Yeah.
There's no...
When they go on spacewalks.
In the real world, yeah.
Yeah, no, sorry.
I thought you were talking about the Mandalorian. No, I'm like, he's not wearing diapers. He's going to fuck it on my face.
Real weird.
You got a badass
real
diaper.
Real weird topic. But like, this is very off topic. Like when they're spacewalking, like, do they feel it if they have to go to the bathroom?
No, that's what I'm saying.
They can't feel if they
When they have to go to the, when they go on spacewalks that are over like a certain amount of time, you can't like, hey guys, I'm gonna pop in real quick, drop a load off and then
but
come
like,
back out
they,
and I'll finish
but, like,
this
there's
mission.
There's no gravity. Like I don't know how it affects it, but
that's why.
Just
like a lot of it,
you can't feel whether or not you have to go.
No, like a lot of it, like it has to be like you have to put it into something that like has suction. So like if you have to pee, like it has to be like.
All right.
Sucked out while you're peeing because or else it's just gonna like float around.
Yeah,
so that's like interesting gross. To think about like how Star Wars is thinking like, man, how do all these different like 1 million species like go to the bathroom when they're all obviously out there smuggling and dealing spice and rescuing baby Yodas and whatnot,
right?
Like you gotta do what you gotta do when nature calls.
It's true,
somebody answers and it's space this time. Sorry, that was a good one.
That was a really good one.
What about Tyler? What are you feeling towards this first
episode
so far?
I'm liking, like I said, I like the lack of dialogue and the music in it. It's just
oh yeah,
all
the
episodes
is so good.
It overlays with everything perfectly.
Like the theme song,
it's
just space western, man.
Oh yeah, the little like noise that you hear, like
yeah.
Yeah.
I love how like he just chills when people are talking to him or when something's going on in his like in his space cat, like while you're like flying. Like, he just looks straight. Like, is he rolling his eyes under his helmet?
I'm sure he is.
Does he have, like, a, like,
Is he sassy, Mando?
Does he have, like, an iPod built in?
Does he have, like, a button he hits and it just mutes everything
like
around
Like, Hail Cestus, like, iPod?
Yeah, like, I don't know. I like that. IG-11 was awesome. A lot funnier than I thought.
You think he's coming back?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Definitely. I don't know if it'd be the same model.
I say no.
Because they do state that that's IG-11.
I just realized something. These first three episodes, like, all of him on that planet and with Baby Yoda and stuff, he made an enemy every single one of those episodes. IG-11,
the Empire? Or the Guild?
Well, both. Those would be the three.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the last one, were they Klaatuinians?
They're like,
I don't know. I don't know that there's really a rival, I would say, from the fourth episode. But
no, but those like pirate things.
Yeah. I forgot they were called.
So I think the end of it's going to be like an OK Corral like showdown with all the people he's pissed off.
With the Mandalorians.
Yeah.
I think he likes those odds.
I think he does.
Yeah.
Oh, that was great. There's great quotes.
Yeah.
Because... And that's the great thing they did with, like, his dialogue is everything he said meant something. Like, had a meaning.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
he doesn't speak often, but when he speaks, it's short and to the point.
Yes.
He means what he says.
He means business.
He has spoken.
That is the way.
It's cool seeing the other Mandos.
Yeah, I was just going to talk about that. One thing I'm super excited, and I mean, I figured we'd be seeing more Mandalorians. One thing I am super glad they brought back into the lore is Beskar.
The metal?
Yeah, the metal that the Mandalorian armors are made out of. That was a big thing in Legends. I won't bore you with the whole discussion of it. But basically, it's super resilient. In Legends, it was resistant to even lightsabers. That's why
wonder if
it's
we'll,
a big deal.
I wonder if maybe that's why the Empire is collecting it.
Yeah. So when the Kylo Ren analog in Legends was being, he turned to the dark side, and his sister decided he needed to be taken care of. She actually trained with Boba Fett, and he made her a Beskar suit of armor to fight him in.
Ooh.
Yeah. So, like, imagine a Jedi Mandalorian, like, with a full set of Mandalorian armor.
Sabine, what?
Yeah, pretty much. But, like, fully trained, like a Skywalker. Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, so I'm glad to see that back in canon. It's really cool how he's kind of, it seems like he's getting his armor together piece by piece.
What I liked about that is it felt kind of like, just like, video game-esque.
Yeah.
Just like you felt like,
you leveled up.
New perk. Upgrade. Yeah. Like, he just kept on adding, like, little things to himself. And, like, they really made a big deal out of making sure that first shot that he got shot with landed on the shoulder.
Yeah, they did.
Very nice touch of that.
I did notice that.
Yeah. Yep. That specifically hit the one plate that he had of Beskar.
I think it's helmet's Beskar, actually.
It is, yeah. I think so.
But the new piece of armor. I feel like
his helmet's pretty brand new from the get.
It is.
Yeah. Like, I feel like he should headbutt people more often. Like the Mudhorn, just go 1v1 on his.
Or Kara. I don't think he headbutts her, does he?
No, he doesn't.
He should have. That fight would have been over like that.
Ooh, I have a point. I guess we'll make an episode on the last one. But
let me ask you this, just because I'm interested. What's like the weight comparison on Beskar? Is it like a relatively heavy material?
Is it like vibranium?
Is it pretty heavy? Or is it like something that...
That's my guess.
It's so rare because it's so light or like just useful.
Again, we don't know too much about it in canon, but it looks, even when she's picking up the ingots, it looks pretty heavy.
Oh, yeah.
For
definitely.
One. But I mean, in Legends, like that was part of the thing. Like, it's such a dense metal that that's where part of the lightsaber resistance comes in.
Oh, okay.
Huh.
Because it actually ends up like reflecting some of the lightsaber power back on itself, creating a feedback loop and like shorting out.
Huh.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Lightsaber EMP.
Cortosis actually is another metal that does similar things in Legends. Cortosis.
Okay.
Those are the two big deals, but
I like that.
It's very dense, so I'd imagine it would be pretty heavy.
I'm thinking about that. Just he had to carry that whole comptono of it. Like down the streets, and then like one single brick made an entire piece of armor, which I mean, I get that it's like a thin metal, like
there was extra armory.
Yeah.
Or firmary.
Yeah, and one thing we were talking about earlier is, you know, even when he brings her the first, like, ingot of it, she's like, oh, this will sponsor many foundlings. And I pose the question, do you think for, like, foundlings armor, like, they mix a little bit of Beskar with other metals?
Huh. That means there's little baby suits all over the place. That's pretty cool.
Little baby Mandalorian
suits.
Foundlings.
Yeah.
Or foundlings.
Foundlings.
People that belong to the foundry, basically.
I thought she said foundry.
No.
Foundlings.
Oh, man.
Foundlings. So that could have many meanings, but like it could just be like the first apprentice level, but it could also be people like him that they found.
Yeah.
It could be taken literally.
Because that they just like
brought into the Mandalorian culture.
Because it's
pretty
thing.
Clear, I think, from the flashbacks we've seen so far, he wasn't originally Mandalorian.
No, he says he wasn't in episode 4.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yep.
That's a big point I want to touch on, too. You know, like, from the very get-go, I was like, he's not Mandalorian. I wasn't just noticing. Yeah, not by birth. Not just because of his character. Like, I know, like, I see the way he is. Like, he's obviously loyal, and he, like, knows battle strategy. He's smart. He's capable.
But he's compassionate.
He's definitely not heartless. Yeah, he's not heartless at all.
I mean, look at what he's been doing with Baby Yoda. Like,
freaking adopt.
Goes back for the kid.
Which, like, speaking of things we liked in this episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Baby Yoda. Did anyone see that coming?
No.
Okay.
And
species age differently. And I was just like,
we finally have a confidence.
You're telling me
how important that is. It makes sense, though. Yoda was, what, 800 years old?
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, I mean, so it makes sense.
Yeah.
That guy lived a full life. Full of bitter disappointment, but it was a full life, you know.
I was watching Empire Strikes
Back. I don't know,
dude.
That would be like, I don't know that it was a life full of bitter disappointment, because, like, if you think about it, we only see, like, the last 60 years of his life.
That's true.
He's got, like, this whole other part
of his
life that was probably awesome.
He's in charge of a war. He's leading tons of troops to their death, and then he gets betrayed by...
And then he goes, dies in a swamp.
Goes to a freaking swamp.
So, like, I'm curious how they age just throughout the years now. Like, is he only an adult for, like, 200 years?
That's true. That'd be interesting.
I doubt that.
But in Empire, he said he had been training Jedi for 800.
Yeah.
So, like, in those next 50,
but he's, like, 950.
So, 100 is adulthood? Is that what you're...
I think he was, like, 950 when he died.
Was he?
I know he does say, like, 900 years, you will not look as good as me, like, or whatever, to Luke. But, like, I don't think that's an exact...
It's just a ballpark date. Number.
I like what you're saying, though, that, like, 100 is full maturity, you know? Like, so that'd be...
last 50, just boom.
Oh, yeah. Maybe.
Maybe he's going to have to spend 50 more years with Mando.
But he'd been training Jedi for 800. Maybe if he's 950, then maybe another 100 years.
Yeah. I mean, again, we don't know how their life cycle works or really anything about them biologically either.
Maybe we'll find out.
We know they eat frogs.
Yeah.
Dude, that part.
They got those pointy little teeth, dude.
That was amazing.
I know he's been adorable so far, but dude, he could just bite into that thing.
He's got some little chompers.
Yeah.
Baby chompers.
Oh, I'm getting ahead of myself.
Yeah.
Okay, did you dislike anything about the first episode?
Come back to me.
I read that people really disliked the blurg thing. Like, they felt it was out of place. Hmm. But I think... Because I kept reading that, and people were like, oh, it doesn't have to do anything with the story. Like, it's so out of place. It goes against what we're trying to get across with the show. And I'm like, well, it's showing off, like, well, you know how I, like, kind of made that joke? Like, he's force sensitive. He can speak with animals.
Yeah.
You know, he can use animal calm. Like, maybe still, you know, that's still, like, a possibility that he can work with animals because he can speak through them through the force. But, you know, that's also showing, like we talked about before, that compassionate side of him. Mm-hmm. Like, he can be compassionate enough to work with an animal. But it also, I mean, when he needed it, though, it's kind of for a mission. So I guess if you think about it that way, it shows, like, his loyalty to the mission or or getting the job done.
I think that comes back into play. The whole, like, blurg thing somehow.
Oh, okay.
Maybe not specifically for a blurg, but,
comes
like,
back.
Him riding something or him.
Comes back, the blurg remembers him. Best friends.
Spinoff show animated series. Mandalorian and the blurg.
Mando and the blurg.
My blurg and me. What about you, Tyler?
There's not much I disliked. I remember as soon as I turned it off, I was like, that's it? Which, by the way, these are the quickest 40-minute shows I've ever watched.
Wow. Yeah.
It's crazy. But there's not much that I have disliked, really. I guess kind of like I brought up to you guys earlier that there's, like, no hoods on the land speeders. I don't know.
the windshields.
Yeah, there's no windshield or roofs on this cold planet.
Okay, I can.
I don't think you see that ever in Star Wars.
Yeah,
that's the problem.
I can get behind that, but like, maybe that's just the necessity. Like,
I think it is.
Maybe.
Like, people
maybe
need
that's
land
supposed
speeders
to be like their motorcycles.
Yeah,
and just jump on them. And
yeah, go. People just need to get around. We need to get from point A to point B.
Stop it! Stop it! I mean, I really can't think of anything off. I mean, there's a few things I think in the next few episodes, like, that I'm kind of about, but I think.
Do we want to see more of the Ravenex?
Which ones were those?
The things that popped up through the water, the little dinosaur walruses with the teeth.
Is that what those were called?
I think they were Ravenex, right?
Yeah.
Those were weird.
I liked them.
There's always a bigger
fish. I also noticed the thing that he did. He could. We know from his blaster, he could have shot that thing and it would have been fine, but he stunned it off.
Yeah, he didn't evaporate it.
Yeah.
Would it evaporate his ship, though, since it was connected?
No.
Come on.
Well, I'm sorry. That bad idea of everything was the most unrealistic one.
No.
No. So like, that's what I kind of thought about, like, the whole time I was watching that. Like, he's compassionate towards animals, so it does go along with the blur.
Very
thing.
Ezra thing.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe it is Ezra.
Oh, God, stop it. Don't do this to me.
Taylor Gray, this one's for you.
I did think that it was Ezra or Thrawn.
Gray!
When he was going to go find the offer of the mission, because they said it was someone that was about 50 years old. That would have been about Ezra's age.
I wondered, too. Huh. I thought it was Solo, I'm going to be honest.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my
gosh. It's a little bit early, but...
I
could have seen this, like... I could have seen it.
Yeah, that actually would be pretty close.
Never tell me the odds, kid. I like those odds.
No.
He wouldn't have been 50. Older. Yeah.
Yeah, he wouldn't have been.
That's not how the Force works.
Can we talk about how Baby Yoda is the same age as Anakin Skywalker?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Balance in the Force, my friend. The thing what in if Legends
he dies
too?
On the day. Oh, is the Empire already died? It's hard to keep track of these timelines sometimes.
So you're saying that Baby Yoda is going to be the eponymous hero in Episode 9, right?
He is the chosen one.
To quote late great Supreme Leader Snoke.
Rip.
No, sorry. Late great Grandmaster Skywalker. Powerful light, powerful darkness.
Okay. Do you know what you disliked?
I dislike two things.
Let's critique those two things that he dislikes. I'll take one, you take the other.
Okay, I like that idea.
All right.
Okay. My first thing is that it was way too short.
Well, that's stupid.
Yeah.
It's usually.
Okay, actually,
heard
you know
that complaint
I can't disagree with that.
I found myself just being like, that wasn't 45 minutes.
Yeah. Don't be greedy.
Yeah.
Okay? Enjoy it for what it is.
Needy,
gosh.
Needy,
I do.
Baby.
I'm really loving this. And this was only on my first viewing of the first episode. It took a little bit of getting used to, for me, the lack of dialogue. I think it's a really good thing. But it was kind of jarring at first just to be like, here's a scene of this guy walking into this bar and I don't know anything about him or what he's doing. I don't know.
See, I didn't really notice the lack of dialogue until the second episode, though.
Really?
Until, like, because the second episode kind of follows the same suit. So I was like, wow, there hasn't really been a lot of, like, talking other than getting to the point. I really like it. But I think I was, like, when I first sat down and watched that first episode, I was just so, like, locked on it. Like, I wasn't really, like, paying attention to the little
right.
things. I'm just like, what's going to happen? You know, like, I was just,
yeah.
I was watching everything. Like, so I wasn't even, like, really listening, I guess. But I liked it.
I like what you said about how there was, like, just too much silence. And then, like, you know, he goes into the cantina and, like, you don't know what is going on, what he's about. But obviously, I feel like that's just part of the character development. Like, they're going to fill in those spots of, like, silence, but basically those gaps that we don't know about him. And that's just going to build up to, like, the whole crescendo moment.
No, I think
story.
It's a good thing. Yeah. I just, the first time watching it, I was like, okay, it's a little
weird.
How
less
better.
Cool would that moment have been where he stops the mug?
So who talks first? You talk first? I talk first?
See, like I said, like Kylo should have been the first one to talk in that scene.
I want to hear more. This is kind of just a always general complaint for me when I see new Star Wars things. I want to know more. He makes, we can talk about this when we get to it, but like you have that whole moment where he gets paid for the bounties and he goes, these are Imperial credits. And the guy goes, well, we'll still spend. And he goes, no. He's like, well, I'll just take these back then. He's going to take his bounties away. And he offers them calamari flan.
Yeah. I like that. By the way, that's another thing that I actually should have mentioned. I like that they mentioned the calamari flan. Like, you don't get to see a lot of other.
Yeah.
You know, credits will do fine and all that, but, like, nothing else is meant. There's thousands of systems out there that each
that's
have
like thousands
economy.
Of currencies.
Like someone,
yeah.
yeah. Someone in America being like, these are euros. Well, they spend. No, they don't.
I'm seeing
not
I'm seeing that like Ron Swanson where he goes to England. I don't know if you guys seen Parks and Rec, and he tries to spend a dollar in England.
Yep.
He's like, that's the most beautiful piece of paper on this face of this earth, son. You better take this, right?
So yeah, I guess my whole thing is that as with anything in like the post Return of the Jedi landscape, I just want to know more. I want to know more about what's going on. They make a comment about the New Republic in Episode 3.
Okay,
and basically he's like, he asks what's going to happen to the kid after he delivers him to the Imperial. Well, he's already delivered him, but he goes, you know, what's going to happen to the kid? And the guy's like, I didn't know, didn't ask. It's against the guild code. And he goes, you got a problem with it? Take it up with go to Coruscant, take it up with the New Republic. And he laughs at that. He's like, it's a joke.
Yeah.
Like,
I did read up on that too a little bit. Yeah.
Which shows even 5 years after Return of the Jedi, 4 years since the establishment of the New Republic, because really the New Republic was established after the Battle of Jakku 1 year after.
Right.
So it's been 4 years and it's already a mess, or
yeah.
I guess it's never stopped being a mess. That's interesting to me, especially with what we see in Leia Bloodline.
I actually have that. Just bought it.
You need to read
Haven't
it. It's incredible.
Read it yet, though.
It's incredible. Have you read it?
I started, you had the audiobook, right?
Yeah.
I think I listened to the first few chapters and it was pretty good. I just never got the chance
to
finish it.
But yeah, those are really my three main complaints, I guess.
I honestly, like, I can't even pick one to disagree with just because I...
Because I'm not wrong.
It makes sense, you know? They're both too short. You want to know, like, everything that's going on, but, like...
Which are good complaints to have.
Yeah.
That's but, you know, I when they showed Baby Yoda at the end, I didn't go like full Snoke on it where I was like, who are you? Give me everything. You know, I was just like, whoa, that was so cool.
Yeah.
That was a Baby
Yoda. And I was
Yoda.
Good. That was good.
Yeah,
was
that
like,
was a Baby Yoda.
Was Baby Yoda.
Like all the promos are like, comes out as the child and like.
Yeah.
The world knows that it's Baby Yoda. Like, there's no other name for Baby Yoda
there's
except
not.
Baby Yoda.
Yeah, dude, you walk into a game, like a toy store 6 months from now and you'd be like, do you have any of those child toys? What are you talking about? But if you'd be like, hey, give me some Baby Yoda.
Give me some
They'd
Baby
like,
Yoda.
Hey, right over there. Aisle 34, whole aisle.
That's why I love how Target's got the...
the
like,
child aisle.
It shows, like, the Baby Yoda Funko Pop and it says,
yeah,
the child. Parentheses, Baby Yoda.
Let's go into a little pop segment. Have you seen some of the information on Baby Yoda Pops, by the way?
I know they're doing a 10-inch.
10-inch Baby Yoda Pop.
10-inch Baby Yoda Pop.
I told...
Life-size, basically,
yeah,
right?
I told Cindy about that, and I was like, she was like, so that's life-size, right? And I'm like, yeah, that's basically what Baby Yoda looks like. I can't wait.
And, you know, I told Jonathan earlier, I said, I'm going to pass on the Funko Pop Baby Yodas until I probably see the 10-inch.
No, yeah. That's the one I will definitely get. I'm excited as a
you can yeah, that you know you can, he's so adorable and the world agrees so much that you can display him anywhere.
Yeah,
it's true.
And people will love it.
Yeah, that's true.
It's the one thing that might heal our nation.
We need it,
Baby Yodas.
We need Baby Yoda. This trying time, the end of 2019. Yeah.
Okay, shall we continue on to episode 2 then?
Episode 2. What did you like?
Episode 2, baby.
I'm assuming everyone here has seen episode 2.
Yeah.
Wait,
and
you guys
episode
haven't?
3 and episode 4. I've seen Attack of the Clones many times.
So. Oh, okay, gotcha. I was going to say Attack of the
So
World
what did you like
Clones.
About episode 2? The
Disruptor Rifle. I know we saw it a little bit in episode 1, but fucking Disruptor Rifle.
That is my favorite weapon.
Using it on Jawas. Oh, my God.
Dude, he was disintegrate. The fact that he has to load it.
Yeah.
How cool
slugs.
Is that?
Those things are slugs. It's not just like...
Yeah. You know
and while we're at it,
laser.
Like basically, like we get to see like a sand crawler even more
yeah.
so than we have in the, like in the past.
Yeah,
I don't think we've ever seen.
Is it me or those things move?
I liked how
they
he
move.
Tried. I liked how he tried to go after like the engine or whatever he's trying to go for. Like he knew what to hit.
Yeah,
but it's such an unmovable just.
It's huge.
Monstrosity.
It's
like, you can't take on...
It's a
people
Tesla
are,
tank.
People are like, you know, Jawas aren't strong or anything. They're not good at combat. They have a giant castle that moves.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
A droid army inside
yeah.
of it.
Yeah. That's true.
Oh, and then
loose.
The cockpit was like...
Yeah. Yeah.
2 feet high.
He hits his head on
TD.
That was a nice touch.
I like that the entire episode is guy gets ship stolen... Guy gets ship returned for an omelet.
Yeah.
Suka. 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 Dude, I was excited
I
for the
were.
Egg, too.
I was
just
too.
Like,
I knew they were going to eat it.
I was, you know, I was like, so maybe it's like a ceremonial drink. You know, it's something for their, like, religion or something. Those dudes just, like, slice that thing open and
well,
start
like,
digging around. Right,
like,
Winnie
the, like Winnie
the
Pooh,
dude.
Exactly.
I was just like, little tiny devil Winnie the Pooh's eating unborn young, just, like, straight out of there. That
yeah.
was just.
It was crazy.
That, young.
Dude, that episode, I'm telling you, like, as soon as I saw the repulsor, like, I was just like, this is not Disney. These Jawas are getting demolished, just melted.
And can we talk about, like, yeah, like, he loads it up, but in those individual, I don't know what you call them, bullets, like,
yeah,
is the power to vaporize things just contained in the bullets,
yep.
and then
he's got a fucking bandolier of them, like a
yeah.
belt.
Do you think you could use those in other weapons?
I doubt it.
Or just that one.
Because I think it's kind of like a slug thrower. It's kind of like a gun.
Which, another thing.
It's
like,
more of a gun, like, in our world
right.
than it is a laser rifle.
Like, we talked about how Fallen Order, like, stays away from the dismemberment just because mm-hmm. of all that Disney stuff. But, like, I saw this episode and I was like, this is all, like, so.
Can't dismember someone if there's no body to dismember.
That's true. If they have no soul, like a freaking like a Blurg doesn't have a soul,
they're
you
like,
can dismember
you know,
it all you want.
That Thanos guy did really well in that Avengers movie. Let's just have
that's
the
true.
Mando do that.
That's true. Like, I like how they kept it so, like, out of what they're used to. Like, this was a gun. This wasn't a blaster.
Yeah.
This was a gun,
yeah.
dude. That's a bounty hunter weapon.
They're like, remember that that weapon from the holiday special? Let's make that one cool.
A slingshot?
Yeah.
They probably just had slingshots.
Just animate that whole section.
Do we want to do like a... I feel like this is a good episode to have like a meme of the episode.
Huh.
Ooh,
because there are some very memeable moments in every single episode of The Mandalorian.
Every episode. I think the first episode is probably the only one you can't. There's not really any memes for.
This is the way I have spoken, dude. Those came out like right after. Come on.
This is the way
I must initiate self destruct.
Oh, I forgot. Yeah. Sorry, I forgot about this.
That wouldn't last long.
Yeah.
Episode two, I've got to put a vote in for guns or my religion.
I've seen the Americans.
Yep.
Guns or my religion.
I really like Baby Yoda using the Force and then saying how tired it made him.
Oh, man.
Yes. I appreciated that. Because he wasn't just like, I'm going to yeet this thing across the planet and then be fine. But, like, he stopped it and then had to go take a nap for a few days.
How did he manage to blast that thing several times? We didn't see it in the cave.
Right.
He blasted it several times, but just a knife to the jugular was cool.
I said the same thing.
Just like, I get that Yoda was holding him up and, like, he was caught off guard, but
you just hit him in the right spot.
Yeah, that's my guess.
Yeah,
I mean, it was like a
he just knows that kind of stuff.
I don't know. Like, maybe he's the Mando.
Yeah, I don't know. That's if I had a qualm with one of the episodes,
I could
be it right there. That's probably the only one too.
Since we seem to be on the topic of gripes, Ashley actually pointed this out. Episode two is the start of a very serious problem. He's trying to protect the child at all costs, but he will just leave that thing behind to go do whatever he needs to do consistently throughout the next, like, three episodes.
Yeah.
Like, he goes to find... Like, he knows other people are after the child after episode one.
Yeah.
But then he's got to go get his ship stuff.
That's true, because Trandoshans just showed up, like, as soon as he had it, and they started, like, attacking him in that little ravine, in that little canyon.
I don't know. I guess my thing... Maybe not in episode two, because he just seems to be following him in episode two around the whole time.
He lets him follow behind him.
No.
I don't know.
I think the thing is he knows that the safest place for Baby Yoda is at his side.
Yeah. Because
he's obviously going to keep it safe better than...
At least in this episode.
Yeah. Better than leaving it on the ship, better than hiding it.
But he just, like, leaves to go, like, destroy the Jawas.
Here's the thing. Baby Yoda's a rascally dude, you know? He's just... You can't leave him alone by himself.
Which makes for one of the most adorable moments of episode.
Yeah, it really does.
Yeah, you can't trust that little dude. He's going to eat a frog or just do something. Mess with the radio.
Take the ball off your stick shift.
I like that the memes for episode four are basically like turning on the radio on and off.
Yeah,
like,
those are the best
I'm liking
ones.
All of those.
Did you see the one video where it's him in episode four and he's like switching the thing off and on again?
Oh,
and it's little John's
gosh.
Get low.
Like, I have that.
And the Mando turns it off and he turns it back on.
He just looks at him too right before he does it.
Like, yeah, that's my favorite part.
This is adorable. No, I really like the interaction. What's the guy's name on the planet, the I Have Spoken guy? I don't remember his name.
Kweel.
Nick Nolte.
Yeah, I knew it was Nick Nolte.
That's his name.
So, like, at the end where he's like, man, it's going to take weeks to put my ship back together. He's like, and Nick Nolte's like, yeah, maybe less if you help. And then they have that whole exchange where he's like,
yeah,
he's like, can I pay you? And he's like, no. And then he's like, well, how about a place on my ship? And he's like, I've labored my whole life to be free of servitude.
Yeah, that was
like,
super cool.
He's like, well, thank you then. I really like that interaction. I really liked his character. It seems like he's probably a rather small character. I don't think we'll see him again this season.
No, I think he comes back.
Maybe not this season.
He's,
I don't think
okay.
so.
He's the Maz.
I could see him later.
He's the sage, you know? He's the source of guidance. He's an old mentor.
The mythosaur.
That's the thing, though. He said he worked, out of a life of
servitude?
He didn't say slavery.
Right.
But I did, like, it took me back to, like, those slaver ships, sort of like those slaver yachts that a lot of, like, what is he called? He's not, what species is he? Ugnaughts.
Mm-hmm.
That a lot of Ugnaughts kind of worked as like mechanics on a little bit.
Right.
And they didn't do the slavery, but they kind of, you know, they were an important part of keeping
they
a slaver ship
it.
Going.
They
you
enabled
know?
It.
So he might have lived, you know, a life of being able to have to work, but he was kind of a slaver too.
Can I throw out a spicy theory? I'm a little bit off topic from that.
Spice
we
me.
Live for spicy theories.
We live for spice. I mean, what?
You guys think that planet was Tatooine?
I think him and I were talking about that one day.
It's the only other place we've seen Jawas.
And that's the big thing. And, like, sandcrawlers are in the New Hope.
That's
are Blurgs baby sandcrawlers? Because they kind of look the same, pretty similar.
The two legs, though, right?
Well, they have arms. They're little arms.
They're T-Rexes? Yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah, they had little arms.
So you're saying, again, species age differently.
Yes.
Okay.
It could be. Was it that new planet, episode 9? A lot of rocks in that new planet.
It's salt.
Salt.
Salty.
I mean, there wasn't any, like, big reference to, like, two suns, but there's a lot that, like, suggests.
I don't think you ever specifically see the sun either, though.
I always stare at the sun. I don't know what you guys are doing, but yeah. That's probably where I wear glasses, though.
That explains a few things.
We all wear glasses. Wait, what? Yeah. I don't know.
Just cool little something I thought of.
Because, I mean, how would Jawas be on multiple planets, really?
There's a scavenger species.
The best clan bargain for a spaceship. A space crawler, if you will.
Did I say sand crawlers earlier when I was talking about the blur? Yeah. Did you guys know what I was talking about?
You might have. It's
do you know what I'm talking about? Actually, stormtroopers are riding. That's what I was talking about.
The lizard things with the comb of the desert?
Yes.
I always think of space balls when I think of comb of the desert. I'm just like, comb the desert.
In New Hope? They say comb the desert?
Yeah.
I think they do, which is why they made that whole
okay,
thing.
Okay, so your biggest complaint was he leaves Baby Yoda?
Baby Yoda behind.
Sure. Do you have complaints?
The knife in the...
Just the knife to the exact area.
Gotcha.
I don't mind the Winnie the Pooh thing. That was actually... I was okay.
I was totally okay.
I was dope.
Like, there's nothing I've watched in any of the episodes. I'm just like, that's stupid.
Yeah.
Maybe you know what? He did vaporize them because they're just savages. Like... They steal ships off of, like, they steal parts off ships. They just go around eating other creatures' eggs, you know? They're not necessarily a nice species by anything that we've seen so far.
Right.
They sell droids that are malfunctioning.
That's not true.
That droid malfunctioned on purpose.
That was on purpose.
We don't know that.
Yes, we do.
Yes, we do.
Canon. From a certain point of view.
Like how you said canon from a certain
point of view. That's the name of the book.
That's the name of the legends are to most people. They're canon from a certain point of view.
Yes, but in this case, to our listeners, that is actually a compilation of canon short stories from a certain point of view.
It is. It's because like 40, right?
I think 40 or 50, yeah.
Huh.
And it goes through New Hope, and every different short story is a different scene.
Like the guy who, it's totally off topic, the guy who lets them go because he says, you move along.
Yeah.
Like, he's like, it starts coming back to him.
Yeah, he kind of loses his fucking mind.
Yeah.
You know, they made that guy attend, like one of the cons.
That's cool.
The guy who acted that.
That's cool.
Was he at Indy? You know what? He might have been at.
Get his autograph.
Yeah.
Poster.
He might have been at Indy PopCon.
But yeah, that's a whole thing. Like,
the last one?
Like, C3PO and R2 convinced R3 to blow its motivator.
R5D4. It's fine.
Sorry. Huh. R4.
R5D4.
R6?
R4 is Obi-Wan's droid.
Are you guys done?
R4 is a series.
We are not.
R4? R4 is a series of droids.
Well, you're still in the wrong series. Gosh.
Anyway. I can't say I really had any complaints about episode 2, to be honest. Nothing really sticks out to me. I guess, yeah, now that you say it, like, the whole knife thing,
yeah,
a little bit weird, but...
If it would have been a vibro knife, maybe I would have been like, nice, you got him with the vibro knife.